The Necessary Death of Lewis Winter by Malcolm Mackay. Read by Angus King. Characters: Callum McLean, a 29-year-old gunman living in Glasgow. Freelance. Life is better alone. How long can that last when you have his talent? Peter Jameson. He's worked hard and smart to build his little empire. Still growing fast, and he needs the best people to do his dirty work if that's to continue. John Young, Jameson's right-hand man. Sharp as a tack, loyal, conscientious. 20 years side by side will do that. Lewis Winter, 25 years of criminal activity and still near the bottom. One good deal can change all that. Change everything. Frank McLeod, gunman for Peter Jameson. The best, frankly. But you can't fight age. You pass 60 and things need replacing. Like a hip. D.I. Michael Fisher. It takes dedication to fight organised crime. You pursue the bad guys, whoever the hell they are. Hugh Shug Francis. Ambition means wanting more, even when you have enough. A car ring is enough. The drug trade is so much more. Zara Cope. It's not the life she'd have chosen. An older man wanting her to settle down. But Winter's a good man, learning to fight for more. She likes that. Nate Colgan. You do what Nate tells you, when he tells you. Even his employers know that. Only his daughter, and maybe her mother Zara, think differently. George Daly. Unconventional muscle. Be a good friend and keep your head down. Pray for no promotion. Responsibility is deadly. Martin Marty Jones. Loan shark, pimp, pain in the arse, profitable. That last one is why people suffer him. Kenny McBride. Being a driver for Peter Jameson isn't hard. All you have to do is know the way and not screw up. William McLean. 31 and he runs his own garage. Not a bad achievement. If only he didn't have to worry about his little brother, Callum. PC Joseph Higgins. Not an obvious young cop with his rough family background, but he works hard and works quietly. Stuart McIntosh. You're in your early 20s. You're free and single. Of course you're going to go out and have a good time. David Fizzy Waters. He's been working on cars with Shug since they were in school. Always backing him up, no matter what. Glenn Davidson. A freelance gunman. Looking for something more profitable. Not subtle, but very, very confident. PC Paul Gregg. A lot of people don't trust Paul. Probably why he's still a PC at 38. But there are few who know the streets better. Tom Shields. Another young guy. Just looking to have a good time. Much like his flatmate, Stuart. Neil Fraser. Typical muscle. Big and angry. Blunt of fist and blunt of mind. A useful employee for Jameson. PC Marcus Matheson. A young cop so bright and determined. A lot will depend on who he learns from. Adam Jones, manager of Heavenly Nightclub. It hasn't earned its name, but like his brother Marty, he's profitable. Norman Barnes, a lawyer. He takes what cases he's given, and they're rarely anything pleasant. DC Ian Davies. Retirement isn't too far away if he can keep his head down. The joy of working under Fisher is that Fisher doesn't trust others to do much of the work. Chapter 1. It starts with a telephone call. Casual. Chatty. Friendly. No business.